Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, continue to be with you. And I'm so proud of what you're doing, small business owners. I know you're working hard. I know you're trying hard. I know you're operating against all odds. If you're a small business owner in the marketplace, anywhere in the world, you're against all odds because you're small, you're undercapitalized, you're going up against all this new stuff that's in the marketplace, plus the big boxes and those pesky customers, right? All those guys too. And somebody who's here to help us with that is our good friend Kathy Perry. She's our top social media expert in the Brain Trust. She helps companies like yours and mine with their social media strategy. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's been helping us a lot with this lately. Today, she's here to talk to us about this company that you might have heard about. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. Do you think people have heard of this company that's got new rules?
I think so. Facebook's kind of well-known.
Facebook. Do you know Facebook? You familiar with them? Okay. I guess so, Kathy. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, actually, as of this month, Facebook is making a lot of new changes to Facebook pages. They've already rolled it out.
Without my approval.
Without your approval, yes. New changes, and it's called Timeline. So they've kind of shifted the structure, and now you'll notice a lot of profiles will have this larger image cover photo on them. And most people who have a Facebook page should have received a notice from Facebook saying, hey, this is going to be mandatory at the end of March, and we're going to be changing the way your page looks. You might want to add a photo. Why don't you take a look at what it's going to look like now? So they are sending out notices to let businesses know that this change is coming.
So we're getting fair warning that they're going to change the way we operate on Facebook.
Yes, they have.
But they're not asking our permission or opinion,
no.
Right?
No permission, no opinion. No, they don't. They don't seem to pay a whole lot of attention.
Do you think that they're doing any kind of customer input on this, user input, or do you think it's just how they want to do it?
Well, I think the input that they're taking is from advertisers, corporations, people who stand a chance to make money off of it.
What you're saying is these are adjustments, and you know what? We see this all the time, Kathy. When companies start going public, when they go public or they start going public, we see this all the time in the way Wall Street starts playing the tune that the companies have to dance to.
Right.
We saw this in the radio syndicators, when the big conglomerates, when they went Wall Street, before they knew it, Wall Street was programming their stations.
Yep. I understand. And so what they've done is they've shifted the meaning of a lot of things on the pages. So there are a lot of new restrictions. It was a lot more friendly to some of the marketers that were utilizing the tabs. They used to have tabs they'd let you have.
Right.
They've changed the meaning of that. So now custom tabs that you used to have are now called apps. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're constantly changing. And you remember the goal was get as many likes as you could, right? Well, now the likes don't mean the same thing. They don't have the same significance. And they're trying to have you have stronger engagement as opposed to just a lot of likes. So
which goes back to not necessarily what's good for you, or maybe it is, but mostly what's good for Facebook to drive revenue so that their stock will go up when they go public.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's all about. Yeah. It all comes back. It all comes, you know, when I'm telling you folks, and I'm not making a value judgment. I don't want to sound sarcastic here, but I will tell you that whenever businesses go public, the face and the attitude of the company, not in every case. I know some cases where it doesn't, but in almost every case, it changes the relationship that they have with their customers. And that's what Kathy's talking about right now. We got more to come. She's got more. There's some more changes, folks. This isn't all of it after these messages. And they're not only new information about Facebook, but there's some business lessons in this, too. We'll talk about that with Kathy Perry after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.